Sean Lennon is the son of John Lennon and Yoko Ono, and Rufus Wainwright is the son of Loudon Wainwright and Kate McGarrigle. Both young men in their 20s have just released debut albums, and rock critic Ken Tucker has these thoughts on whether talent is in the genes or not.
She won't speak to me, won't speak, and it's all my own fault. Baby, I'm afraid to let you go. Stole the show and towed the rowboat. Those slow are on the go like rabbits in the snow.
Right off the bat, what you notice about Sean Lennon's debut disc, Into the Sun, is that he shares his parents' fondness for deceptive simplicity, for imbuing elementary rock melodies with harmonic and lyrical twists. The result here is both willfully naive and often shrewd.
If you ever think too much, it's not enough to get you off. If you ever get too
Lennon's collection was produced by Yuka Honda, the keyboardist for the avant-garde pop act Chibo Matto, as well as being Lennon's girlfriend. Together, they've made an album that coheres more as a clever collection of influences than as a showcase for an original talent. Leaping from the Beatles to the Beach Boys to Burt Bacharach to John McLaughlin's Mahavishnu Orchestra, Sean's music is more often coming across as pleasant, airy, and wispy. His father's band used to sing, "Boy, you've got to carry that weight." Sean is resisting.
I'm a tree with the leaves and the breeze, free in the air with the roots underneath me. Every time that I walk out the door, I'm alone in a world that I don't seem fit for.
Unlike Sean Lennon, just there singing about his insecurity, Rufus Wainwright makes bold, confident music that sounds almost nothing like that of his parents. Where Loudon Wainwright and Kate McGarrigle make variations of folk music, corrosively funny and astringently beautiful, respectively, Rufus makes a mixture of pop, rock, and Broadway show tunes. And instead of strumming a guitar, he hammers a piano.
The boys and girls of
there's a cinematic sweep, a deceptively casual, tossed-off ambition to Rufus Wainwright's work that makes his self-titled debut something of a thrill. He's brash and brassy and sometimes too florid for his own good, but the guy has a gift for the sexy drama of romance with a string section provided by Van Dyke Parks.
Nothing so bright, nothing so small, nothing so pure. all I did dream was my baby.
Rufus's parents divorced when he was little, and he was raised primarily in Quebec by his mother. If his music doesn't possess his father's mordant wit, it does have something of the tart poignancy of Kate and Anna McGarrigle. This quality is ringingly clear on this lovely song about the beauty mark on his mother's mouth.
I never had it, I never wanted it, I never had your beauty mark. Oh, did I have your black hair and hazel eyes? My early childhood was not as simple.
If I had to make a guess, I'd say that Sean Lennon will be given a grace period to mature into something more than a talented neophyte, while Rufus will have to hustle to get his ambitious but commercially unclassifiable music heard. He deserves a break, or at least a strong cult following, because his album will take you places no one else is exploring these days.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.